I bow thanks to the servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth, is a word of faith which I preach. You'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The gospel is Jesus Christ died for our sins, according to Scripture. He is buried. He rose again the third day, according to Scripture. Thank God. Romans chapter 1. Thank God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God to salvation. Everyone that believes the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I read today that an important Israeli official, perhaps, talked about a war coming out of Lebanon with Israel. My friends in Israel, I love you and thank God for you. I was called to the ministry at the Tomb of the Garden, June 17th, 1974. Amen. God is with you. God is going to purify Israel. Purify him a people, just like he is America, and like every country, out of every kindred, tongue, people, nation, blood, God as him a people. And God is with you as he is with me and others. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and salvation. Everyone that believes in the Jew first, also to the Greek. Verse 17, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Amen. I do praise God. I do worship and praise the Father of spirits. Amen. I am grateful for every one of his people, of the saints of the living God, for every one of them. I give thanks. Amen. I thank you, Father, that you sanctify your people under Jesus, under God through Jesus. Amen. Without a doubt, your people will be sanctified by faith, the Spirit of God, the gospel in Jesus Christ unto the Father. Separate them unto God through the gospel by thy praise. I bless your name. Praise your holy name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. The oracles of God were committed to the Jewish people. Amen. The oracles of God were committed to the Jewish people by God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. For the Jewish people. Amen. Thank you that they receive the Word of God, the oracles of God, that we could also be grafted in. Amen. Grafted in to the vine. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. The Gentiles have that we can be grafted in to the vine being Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. To be able to stand in Plano, Texas. Amen. And preach the gospel. Live stream to Tel Aviv, to Jerusalem, to Hebron, to Bethlehem. Thank God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. This gospel being preached now to the Jews in Israel. Amen. And then Roku, wherever. I'm not sure Roku plays in Israel, but it plays in a lot of places to a lot of Jews and a lot of Gentiles. Amen. Throughout America and others. I'm not sure where all we're live stream on Roku, but we're live streamed throughout the world. I know that. Amen. So we want to praise God. I just give praise and honor and glory to God the Father, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, and your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in John chapter 6, the Apostle John writes a discussion with some Jews, with his disciples. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ's disciples. And many, many of them followed him. They followed him. Multitudes. One of the people that used to attend in this sanctuary, all puffed up with spiritual pride. And I'm told he posts multitudes following Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. The multitudes crucified him too. Understand? Amen. You see, you people are like a bunch of smorgasbord partakers. You only eat what you like. You don't eat the Word of God, which will correct you and save your soul. Isaiah chapter 66, God is with people with a contrite spirit and them that tremble at his word. Amen. Tremble. You tremble at his word, you stiff-necked, uncircumcised, former wonder of blind people. Amen. Bunch of stiff-necked people. Amen. No, you don't qualify for God being with you because you don't tremble at his word. Amen. Read that. Isaiah 66. Now, what do you say? We read John 6, starting in what? Verse what?
32.
Right. All right, would you read?
32. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
Wait a minute. You notice the Father gave the bread of life to the world? And you know who the bread of life is that the Father gave? Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Now would you continue to read?
34. Amen. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life.
Oh, wait a minute. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Right? Next verse is when it gets me.
He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you, that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
Is that 44?
That's 37.
What?
37.
Right.
637.
Right. Read that again.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
Did you get that? Did you get that? Oh, it says, all that cometh to Jesus, he will in no wise cast out. all that covet the Jesus, he will no wise cast out.
Amen.
All that covet the Jesus, he will in no wise cast out. Did you get that? Now, well, this building has been full of people, but they didn't come to Jesus. No, they didn't come to Jesus. And I'm going to show you why you left. You got cast out because you didn't come to Jesus. You thought you were just coming to another religious gathering. Oh, yeah, lots of you. I know your first and last name.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
First and last name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Again.
Amen.
Amen. Would you read on?
38, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will.
Oh, wait a minute. He came from heaven not to do his own will, but you came to Water of Life to do your own will. And that's why you got cast out, you bunch of bloggers.
Amen.
Let's go.
But the will of him that sent me.
Right.
And this is...
Wait a minute. I came to Plano to do the will of him that sent me, the will of God. But you people that came here and tried to stop me and overpower me and stop the purposes of God, you came here to do your own will.
Amen.
You bunch of hypocrites. But it didn't work. You see, one man in God is a majority. You know that? Oh, you probably said that, you hypocrites.
Amen.
Well, I'm one man God sent to Plano. He didn't send you. You just showed up here.
Amen.
You just showed up here with your own agenda.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Read on.
39, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing.
Oh, wait a minute. The will of the Father is that all that he gave to Jesus, he would lose none. Is that right?
Correct.
Did you get that, you bunch of bloggers? You hypocrites? Yeah, did you get that? Did you know God didn't give you to Jesus? No, he didn't give you to Jesus. No, he didn't give you to Jesus. If he had given you to Jesus, you'd still be walking with me.
Amen.
But you're a bunch of hypocrites. And you got you a little 2-bit blog, and you mouth off and think somebody's hearing you, and what I'm speaking right now is heard all over the world.
Amen.
You wicked people, Jesus never brought you to me. You came to try to shut down the purposes of God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your wicked hearts. You didn't offend me. You didn't stop me. Not one minute did you ever shut this ministry down. You couldn't, because whatever God ordains cannot be stopped. Would you continue?
That of all that he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day.
Oh, really? That all? Now, you bloggers and you people that left Water of Life, if God had given you to Jesus, you would have stayed with me. And Jesus would have raised you up in the last day. But you know, unless there's repentance among you people and by you people every one of you will end up, and listen to this, I heard a preacher once say, a devil's hell. A devil's hell. Anybody here ever heard that? Huh?
Yes.
Who is this?
James.
You've heard the devil's hell?
Yes.
Well, that's where he's going. See? And that's where these people are going. Because they thought they could stop God.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know if it's too late for you to repent or not. Do you know that? Who is this?
Great.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
No. You know my prayer? That all can repent.
Amen.
Amen. But I didn't come here to preach peaches and cream. They are good.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil's hell. I tell you, first time I heard that, I thought, what? The devil's hell? Well, if it's a devil's hell, men shouldn't be there. You think? You don't know. We don't.
Verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Did you hear that? Everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him will have everlasting life, and Jesus will raise you up the last day.
Amen.
What do you think of that? Amen. Is that good? Yeah, me too.
Amen.
But you can't be religious and think he'll raise you up, because he won't. He won't raise up religion. Let me tell you, where religious people will go, if they don't repent, they'll go to a devil's hell.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They'll go to a devil's hell.
Amen.
I don't know if I've ever said those words. First time I heard them, I said, that sent chills down and up and down my back.
Amen.
Now the thrill up my leg as... Well, some silly politician said that, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, where are we at?
Amen.
Verse 41. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I come down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur you not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
What verse is that?
44.
Yeah, 644. No man can come to Jesus. You know, no preacher can call you forth to some altar. You know that? Now, no preacher can have a bunch of plants that are hypocrites and have a crusade and that bunch of plants walking the aisles. No. And say, oh, here they come from way up there, way up here, what, they're coming, folks. Come on. And join a lie.
Amen.
Amen.